With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The game back at a Chuckery show. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. Chuckery always gets first quest. You know how we do it on Fridays? We amp the get the beat amped up, get the dance party going. Little Tavares from the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. Their version of More Than a Woman.
Right, because the Bee Gees did their version
right.
as well.
Right, and the Bee Gees version was at the very end of the movie
right.
in the dance contest. So this is when they're warming up, they're practicing.
To this version.
Yes, yes. And then they ended up doing the Bee Gees version, which was... I like this version better, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah, I like Tavares. I like Tavares, just in general. But I like this version of it. It's a little bit more... It's a slightly more upbeat.
Yeah.
Right? Just a little slight upbeat to it. So, yeah. But they're both great songs.
Yeah, they
are.
And
that soundtrack is just ridiculous. I mean, just all the music that's on it. So, one of my favorite albums of all time. One of my favorite movies of all time. So, it's not the greatest movie, but it's one of my favorites.
It's
love
the dancing
movie.
And the music, I think, that make the movie.
My favorite scene in a movie of all time is the John Travolta dance scene. It's not even close. It's not even close. I mean, that scene has lasted with me my entire life. I was a kid when I saw that.
Right.
I mean, again, I was born in 71. That movie, I really remember it in 78.
Right.
It came out at Christmas of 77, but I remember it in 78. And, I mean, to this day, that scene has stuck with me forever. Every time I watch that scene, I'm just mesmerized. You know, Danny Terrio. Do you know who Danny Terrio is?
Nah.
So he was the guy who... So Danny Terrio was a dance instructor, and he taught Travolta how to do that dance scene.
Okay.
And so he was on... what was the name of the Dance Fever. He was on. He hosted a show called Dance Fever.
I remember the show Dance Fever.
The show Dance Fever was hosted by Danny
Okay,
Terrio.
So then I know who you. If I saw him, I'd know who you're talking about.
So black haired guy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so he taught John Travolta how to dance in this. And part of the reason that, because again, You Should Be Dancing, okay? Which, to be honest with you, had come out 2 years before the movie came out. So it was an old song.
Okay.
But the reason that they stayed with that is because that's how he learned how to dance to that song. So they wanted to take one of the newer songs, Night Fever or Staying Alive or something. They wanted one of the new songs that was for the soundtrack.
Right.
But Travolta was insistent because he had learned to dance using You Should Be Dancing,
okay,
which was a hit. I think like back in 75 or 76 or something like that. That was on an album from a couple years before the movie actually came out. So that's why that song was used in the movie, because that's what he learned to dance to, and he did not want to change the music in it. So
makes sense.
That's what they ended up doing, because there are a lot of songs on that album that were from a year or two earlier.
Okay.
Jive Talkin' was from a couple of years before that. You Should Be Dancing. Boogie Shoes was not a new song. I mean, so there were some songs on there that were a couple of years old by the time that album came out. There was a lot of new music. I mean, again,
okay,
Yvonne Eilman with If I Can't Have You,
yeah,
Staying Alive,
I
Night
love
Fever.
That song.
If I can't
have you.
Yeah, so all of that was new songs. But the Open Sesame by Kool and the Gang, Jive Talkin', A Fifth of Beethoven by Walter Murphy, like those were all number one songs like a couple of years before that album came out. And that's why it was a double album.
Gotcha.
Where a lot of it was, kind of half of it was new music, and then half of it was older songs that were hits from previous years and stuff like that. So, and again, when you look at it now, it's all 40 years old, right?
I mean, yeah.
So, or whatever, 50 years old or whatever it is at this point. But again, it's still one of my absolute favorite movies of all time.
Yeah, definitely. So, classic soundtrack, classic music.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, all right. We got some college football we need to talk about. Let's get to a college football roundup.
It's time for the College Football Roundup, a complete look at all the collegiate football action. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
So, if you've heard me on the College Football Show over these last number of years, and you've ever listened to me previously, I have always stuck to the idea that I think that there were going to be super conferences, that we would only get four, maybe five conferences, that everybody would be, that you'd have 18 or 20 team conferences, and that would be the people that would play for national championships and all that good kind of stuff. Well, again, we're starting to see the evolution of this, as by and large, the Pac-12 is going to go away. So, first salvo that was fired, obviously, UCLA and USC were already going to the Big Ten, okay? Then today, we got word earlier this morning that Washington and Oregon were also going to go to the Big Ten. And then as the day moved on and things like that, we were hearing rumblings about some of the other schools within the Pac-12. Colorado was also going to the Big 12. We knew that one about a week or so ago. Well, now it turns out that Arizona State, and Utah are all going to go to the Big 12. So they get those three teams plus Colorado, who obviously was in the old Big 8, right? They were a Big 8 school when it was the Big 8, and they're now back in the Big 12. So those four teams are out of the conference. Washington, Oregon, UCLA, USC, they all go to the Pac-10, or sorry, the Big 10, and now it's a mess, because all you're basically left with is Stanford, Cal, Oregon State, and what? There's one more team that's in the Oregon State, Cal, Stanford. There's one more team that's in the Pac-12 now.
Did you say Oregon State? You said Oregon State, Cal, Stanford, Washington State.
Washington State, yeah. So again, to be honest with you, the Big Ten and the Big 12 don't want Washington State or Oregon State. Mm-hmm. They bring no value other than the rival games, but they bring no value because there's no TV in either one of those markets.
Yeah. And you know what? This kind of makes me wonder now. I'm literally just now thinking, I wonder if this is why San Diego State, like if they got wind of this and this is why they decided to stay, what are they, Mountain West?
Yeah.
Because remember, they were trying to, they initially said they sent their letter in saying they wanted to leave and they were considering the Pac-12 and then they withdrew that letter. So I'm wondering if they kind of got wind of what was going to happen and decided it didn't make no sense at that point.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. Because, again, you can't have – and it's crazy because the Pac-12 has been around since 1915.
Right, forever.
So, yeah, so it's been around since 1915. A lot of those schools are original schools in the Pac-12. But at this point, you can't have a Pac-12 as a Power 5 conference. And you saw Apple withdrew its offer to broadcast games and all this kind of stuff. I mean, so the Pac-12 is going to go away. I mean, at this point, there's nothing left of it. It's just and those teams will probably dissolve into another conference. You know, again, Oregon State, Washington State, I don't know. Maybe they go to Mountain West or something
West,
like
where
that.
Where San Diego State is at, right?
Yeah. I mean, so, San Diego State, Nevada.
Mm-hmm. Is it New Mexico?
Boise, right?
Yeah,
is
Boise.
I think Boise's in that conference as well. So, again, it's going to be a jumbled mess when you look at all of it, but there'll be four or five conferences that play football at a high national level, and then that will be it. So it will be gone. So the Mountain West right now, they have Air Force, Boise, Colorado State, Fresno, Hawaii, Nevada, New Mexico, San Diego State, San Jose State, UNLV, Utah State, Wyoming. I can see them adding Oregon State, Washington State, Stanford will go to a bigger conference. Cal may go to a bigger conference, but Stanford will go to a bigger conference. Maybe Cal ends up there. Cal and Stanford would make some sense, you know, maybe in the Big 12 as well. But I think I think Stanford is going to go to a bigger conference. Like they have a pretty rich history. Again, it's not a big TV market or anything like that. Cal, only because of the Southern California nature of it, Berkeley, I mean, that, you know, that area.
Well, they're northern, Northern California.
Or Northern California, I should say. Yeah. But, I mean, again, because they're up by Stanford, right? I mean, they're not far away from Stanford. So again, you're dealing with what? Sacramento and places like that? I mean, when you're looking at big markets, you know, that probably will make sense for them to maybe potentially go to the Big 12 when all is said and done. But we'll see. I mean, the dominoes are falling, and this is not over with yet. This is far from over. Again, I think the ACC could be the next conference that finds itself split apart.
Yeah, well, I've told you this off air. To me, they messed up because I think when all this started going on, look, your ACC has never been known for a football conference. You tried to make it happen when you brought in Miami and Syracuse
and Boston
College, all those, and it just never really turned over for you. You're a basketball conference, and to me, what they should have did was they should have focused on that. And then once Texas and them decided, you know, signed off to head to the SEC, to me, ACC should have focused on basketball and went after Kansas and Baylor.
Okay. You know why they didn't? You know why?
Why?
Because football's where the money is.
I get it, but you're not a football conference.
Doesn't matter, Day-Day. Day-Day. You're not under...
I understand what you're saying.
I know, but again, you're thinking like a fan. This is where I got into an argument with Freaky, when Freaky and I hosted on Saturday. You have to think like a business person.
I get it.
You even North Carolina wants to be in the football business. Why do you think that they hired Butch Davis to come and be their football coach? They want to. Why do you think they hired Mack Brown? They want to be in the football business. That's where the money is. And again, you can talk about basketball schools and all this kind of stuff. I get all that. But you have to be in the football business, because that's where the money is.
Okay.
I mean, again, outside of the NCAA tournament, the money is not in basketball. It's all in football. Even if you go to bowl games and stuff like that, lower tier bowl games, that's where the money is.
Right, but now we see what's happening with all that, right? Once this contract that they have is up, as far as with the deal they got with these teams, if they don't find a way to get out of it, it's not going to matter at that point. And all I'm saying is it's about the TV money. ACC can be way more attractive with TV money than it can be for football money.
No. You're wrong about that.
I'm saying with the current teams that they have, if they lose Florida State and Clemson.
What I'm telling you is, It's all about football. Football drives everything. Football drives everything. You're not going to get a significant basketball deal that's going to pay the bills.
No,
you're
but
not.
But you can still get a football. But what I'm saying is you can still get your football deal. But if you leave, look, if you lose Clemson and Florida State, there's a good chance Miami's going to try to get their way out of there as well.
I don't disagree with you from that standpoint.
Then
but it's also not going to be easy with the new contract that the ACC signed for Clemson and Florida State to leave.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's going to be very difficult, or it's going to cost them a fortune to be able to get out of it. That's why the ACC locked them up in the contracts that they did, that they're not going to very easily be able to move away from that conference.
No, they're not.
But again, I got into this with Freaky. You have to think like a business person and the financials more than a fan. Yeah, I get the fan aspect. Well, the ACC is a basketball conference. Yeah, but that doesn't pay the bills. That's not how the money is generated at those schools. The big money is generated through football and the TV rights for football.
Yeah, but you're not losing football, is what I'm saying. I'm just saying, if you're going to lose your powerhouse football teams, then bring in powerhouse basketball teams.
What I'm trying to tell you is football is first. Football is first.
I know. I get it.
Again, I don't. That's why you got away from the Big East and stuff like that with Boston, because football is first.
Right.
It's first, and you can't. You have these schools. Even what is it? What's the college up in Rome that added football? Like you add football because that's where the money is. Again, it's not a matter of you're a basketball conference and you can still be football. No. Football is first and foremost. That's the number one driver of revenue in these conferences, in these schools, is the football money. That's where the money is. That's where all the eyeballs are. There aren't 85,000, 100,000 people going to a basketball game.
No.
They're going every Saturday to a football game.
Right, but you're not losing your football money is all I'm saying.
But again, Day-Day, what I'm saying is you have to have the driver be football. You can't say, well, we're a basketball conference and they should embrace that. They do embrace that. But football has to be the driving force. You have to be football first.
And they still could be.
Well, they have to be, though.
They still can be.
What I'm telling you, Day-Day, is they have to be.
Right.
They don't have a choice. If you're going to survive, you have to be football first.
Right.
That's where the money is.
Right. And all I'm saying is you can still do that. Like you said, they have to be. But what I'm saying is if you're going to lose those schools, the schools you should eye to bring in, because they, granted, their football programs aren't great, are Baylor and Kansas, because from a basketball perspective, you can gain a little something from that.
But
that's
again,
all I'm saying.
Okay. But again, you're thinking like a fan. The Kansas market, I mean, again, I don't know what their market size is and things like that, but you have to bring in the best football program,
right,
because of the eyeballs to it.
But if okay,
but why do you think? Let me ask you, why do you think Rutgers is in the Big Ten?
Right, because of the New York market.
Okay, right. That's the only.
But
reason
who do
why.
You go get if you lose Florida State and Clemson? Who do you go get?
Well, but again, you make
or
it,
do you just leave it as
no,
is?
You make it as difficult as you can for those schools to leave. See, that's the thing. You make it difficult and you penalize them as much financially, mm-hmm, as you can to leave. You know, again, even Texas and Oklahoma leaving, there still is the penalty of you have to pay
but
the Big 12 to walk away.
Right.
Again, the ACC has made it really difficult for schools to leave. That's the thing, is that they've made it extremely hard for a program to leave their conference. And that's why. Because they know. Does Florida State and Clemson belong in the SEC? Absolutely.
Right.
They belong in the SEC.
Right.
But the ACC is going to make it as difficult as possible because they know they lose those two programs.
Oh, yeah.
The money's not there.
Right.
And again, Miami's not bringing in money right now. So, again, that's where you're at with all of it.
Yep.
All right. We can talk more about this when we get back. Chuck Green, the Key Studios, Sports Radio, to the game, Odyssey.com app.
Hey, it's Steak. Tune in at 10:10.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Back at it, Chuck Reese Show. I'm laughing. 404-726-0929. I'm going back and forth with Hugh Douglas on Twitter. We'll get to rank him coming up at 10:40. But he was asking the question. He said, do people still take dates to P.F. Chang's? And I said, better yet, do people still take dates to Melting Pot? Have you been to either of those restaurants?
Yeah. I'm just trying to think. I don't know the last time I went to Melting Pot.
I mean, that used to be back in the old days, and I was just looking at all the locations that they have. They have 2 in Arizona, 3 in California, 4 in Colorado. They have 1 in Delaware. They have a whole crap ton in Florida. They have 5 in Georgia, Atlanta, Duluth, Kennesaw, Roswell, Savannah. There's one right over by me. Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Oklahoma, Ohio, North Carolina, Washington, Wisconsin, Virginia, New York, New Mexico. Like, they're all over the United States. Do people still go to the melting pot on dates and stuff?
I don't know. I think there's so many of these, I don't want to say chain, but, you know, there's just so many restaurants now that are, like, kind of.
Well, but the melting pot was the date place for
right.
a long time. Because, again, you could do the fondue,
mm-hmm,
right?
Exactly,
you shared the
yeah.
food and, you know, look and stuff like that,
right.
you know. Now, I don't know were people going to P.F. Chang's on dates?
I never really knew it as a date
yeah,
place, honestly.
I don't remember that. Now, I could see, like, Hibachi,
yeah.
that being a date place.
Yeah. Well, you know, Benihana was a,
right,
was
right.
a date place.
Right, right. And, well, then everybody's got a, you know, pseudo Japanese.
Yeah, they're all over the place
right,
now.
Right, right. Like the Hibachi style is
right.
you know, become real popular.
Yeah.
Even though it's not Japanese cuisine by any stretch
right.
of imagination. But again, but yeah, I mean, Hibachi was definitely a date place. But I don't know if P.F. Chang's was a date place.
Yeah, I never necessarily saw it as one.
I don't like P.F. Chang's, by the way. I mean, I'm not a big fan of.
I'm pretty basic when I eat Chinese, honestly. Shrimp fried rice, chicken fried rice, I'm good. Theirs is okay, you know.
It's just, I think for what it is, it's really expensive.
Like
I want more authentic Chinese food, right?
Yeah.
I mean, well, I won't stereotype or whatever, but just want more authentic than, again, some, you know, Hispanic guy cooking my Chinese food. I mean, so. Not to profile or anything, but I mean, again.
No, you're not profiling because
no.
if you go to Benihana's down the street now, it's definitely not Chinese guys.
Oh, yeah.
Food.
No doubt. Yeah. I mean, no, it's, yeah. There's a, is the Benihana still here by, wasn't it right up here in Buckhead?
Yeah, across from where Houston's
Puffy,
is?
Yeah, by where, yeah, it was. Like across the street from where Sean Combs'
yeah, yeah.
place
it's,
was?
That one is still there. But the one, you know, there was one back towards closer to downtown by, what street is that? It's the street that ends up turning into, that kind of dead ends into Peachtree right there in the downtown by the Marriott. There was one
oh,
right
okay.
there, right by where Morton, kind of that same side where Morton's
okay.
at.
I don't remember that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, there was one there, but that one is gone.
There's one by me in kind of the Alpharetta Roswell area,
okay.
right there when you get off of Mansell Road, instead of heading left, you head right, like you're over by North Point Parkway.
Okay.
And there's a Benihana that's right over there, where they're trying to revitalize that whole area because so many restaurants and stuff like that have gone out of business over there. They used to be like Buca de Pepio or something like that. And there was a seafood restaurant there and there was a Buffalo Wild Wings and all that there. But Benihana has still been there. So that's the one that I know of. And then the one right up here in Buckhead.
Yeah,
that one is
still there. Yeah.
So, okay. All right. But I don't remember P.F. Chang's being a date
yeah,
place.
Same here. I you know. But by the time they came around, I had my kids and all that stuff anyway. Well, by the time they kind of came around this area, so it was more of a.
Is Melting Pot, are they a sponsor?
Not that I know
okay.
of.
Okay. Are they like the most overrated restaurant in American history?
Yeah, I mean, thought it was just okay. Yeah,
I mean, give them credit for their gimmick, right? I mean, it's Doink the Clown 1994, right? 1995. I give them all the credit in the world, not knocking their hustle, but it's like from a food perspective, it's like the most overrated thing to eat, right? I mean, the portions
yeah.
are nothing. The outside of the like the chocolate stuff, you know, like the what is it? You cook the stuff in there for the chocolate sauces and
mm-hmm.
all that, whatever. But other than like the dessert type of for, you know, for eating it, I think it's pretty overrated though. I don't think the food was really good, but I haven't been to a Melting Pot in.
Oh, it's been forever.
Yeah. I mean,
forever. 20 years.
I mean, since I've been to a Melting Pot, I can't even remember the last time I was at a Melting Pot. And there's one right over by me. There's one on Mansell Road. As you're heading toward Alpharetta Highway, there's one on Mansell in one of those little plazas over there. But I can't even remember the last time I was at a melting pot for a date or anything like that, or just for just in general. Like I would never, think to go to the melting pot unless you were on a date or something.
Right.
But again, if I'm on a date, like I'm not going to, like there's, with all due respect, there's 8,000 better choices than melting pot if you're going on a date. Right.
Right.
I mean, like there's just a whole myriad of places you can go that would be more date friendly or whatever, or something other than, even if you just don't go to a restaurant. I mean, there's just,
A lot of places.
Yeah.
And I think that's, and I think that's the thing now, like Atlanta has a lot of places now that, are date spots. Like there's just there's restaurants everywhere now.
Is that Emeralds still over there?
Ooh, I don't know.
I was there. I was there opening night. I got invited to go to opening night, and the service wasn't all that good and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know. I don't remember if Emeralds is still there.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. All right. Rank 'em coming up next. 404-726-0929 at JMCH316 at the D Lewis for real. We'll get to that next. Chuck Reed in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio, 99 The Game, Odyssey.com app. When you stand, sing in the crowd. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show. Brownick and Music Hour rolling along. Always get the dance party going. Is this the clean version?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I when I hear this song, yeah, anyway. I mean, you know what this song is, right? I mean, you know the...
Like a backstory or something behind the song, or...
Well, you don't know. So what's his name? Two Live Crew.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, you mean that song?
Yeah.
Miso. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I didn't know if you knew that song.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That's just wanted to be sure. So, we used to sing that song regularly. You know.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, that was that era where I mean That was when the lawsuits of music, you know, rap music, certain types of music being played on the radio. Remember, that was that whole...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was that whole... That was kind of the movement right there. That was around that time.
Well, that's when music was getting censored. I mean,
yeah.
that's when Tipper Gore came up with the, you know, putting the censor warnings
parental,
on...
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Parental, you know, warnings on the CDs and all
yep.
that kind of stuff. Because CDs were kind of new and popular, and
mm-hmm.
they were having warnings on everything.
Yep.
And Two Live Crew was right at the head.
Oh,
of
yeah,
all
they
that.
Were right in
yeah,
the forefront.
When I hear that song, that's again.
So you think of that first?
From my youth, I mean, that's from my youth. That's the first thing I think of is you know, that song. So, and remember, there was a clean version of
uh-huh,
that song
right.
and a dirty version.
Yep.
Of that song, which
yep.
is funny,
mm-hmm.
considering the nature of the song. So anyway, used to have a little bit of fun on the weekends picking Rainey's brain, picking Hugh's brain. Sometimes I'd give him a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it. We call this segment Rank 'em.
All right, my guy, here we go. All this food we were talking about earlier with the sitting down snacks. Rank these pastries. Bear claws, Danishes, old-fashioned, just an old-fashioned donut, or donut holes?
I'll go with a Danish one. If it's just like a cake donut, I'll go with donut holes 2.
Okay.
Cake, no, bear claw 3, and just a regular cake donut. Like, who eats a regular cake donut? Like, does anybody eat that? Why don't you just eat sawdust?
All right, staying in the food vein. These breads to go up to your breakfast. Toast, biscuits, bagels, croissants.
Well, I'm a bagel guy, so I go bagel 1, biscuit 2, toast 3, and croissant. Jeez.
I like croissants.
If you just said like English muffin, I would have ranked it higher. But
really?
Yeah. I don't.
You don't like croissants?
No.
Really?
No.
Okay.
No. Love bagels though, man. I'm a big bagel guy.
All right, here we go.
I'm a Northeasterner. You know?
Well, yeah, bagels are great, yeah.
Yeah.
In honor of SummerSlam, rank these ladies' ring techniques, their actual ring techniques. Rhea Ripley, Trish Stratus, Bianca Belair, Charlotte Flair.
Rhea Ripley's the best wrestler in the world right now. I rank her 1. I'll take Charlotte 2. Bianca Belair 3. And I don't think Trish is all that great in the ring, but she's got a great attitude and she can do some things. I mean, but as far as those other three, like those other three are top flight. Like, again, Rhea and Charlotte. I mean, that's as tippy top as it gets.
Yeah. All right. Shakes. You like shakes?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Rank these flavored.
I got the shakes.
Rank these flavored shakes. Strawberry, vanilla, chocolate, banana.
I go chocolate 1, banana 2.
Nice. Nice.
Love a banana shake.
Yeah.
I'll go vanilla 3 and strawberry 4.
Okay.
I'm not a big strawberry fan, but, you know, I like, but chocolate, listen, if I can, you know, at, what is it called? Oh, gosh.
My restaurant?
Yeah, yeah.
Steak and Shake.
Steak and Shake.
Okay.
You can get the banana and chocolate mixed together.
Yeah. So they still do that?
I don't know.
Okay, because I remember that was the thing when they first came out with that.
Can I tell you the last time I've been to Steak and Shake was probably 4 years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I see Steak and Shakes and I don't even know if they're open anymore.
Yeah, they're starting because I know there used to be one right up here, right off of 75. Like if you're going north, leaving here.
I mean, there's
right, that one's gone
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I mean, I've... Again, Roswell, Kennesaw, Alpharetta. I mean, you know, Woodstock. I mean,
right.
I see them everywhere. I don't know if they're open.
I think they are. I think they are.
Let me tell you what was underrated at Steak and Shake was when you'd go in and sit down and have their pancake breakfast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I did that one time. Yes.
Underrated.
Yes, very much so.
Pancake breakfast.
Yeah. All right, you want to hit the lines there
we got lots here.
All right.
So, from our buddy Rusty, rank these Chaka Khan songs. Ain't Nobody, Tell Me Something Good, I Feel For You, Sweet Thing. I'll go Ain't Nobody 1. I'll go I Feel For You 2. I'll go Sweet Thing 3. And Tell Me Something Good, number 4. Definitely some Rufus in there as well. Also from Rusty, rank these WWE ladies. Charlie Caruso, Lillian Garcia. I've had Lillian Garcia on the show.
Yeah, I used to love Lillian Garcia, man. She was so dope. Lillian Garcia?
Yeah.
She's dope.
I had her on the show.
Nice.
You know, she was in radio in Atlanta.
No, I did not know that.
Yes. Charlie Caruso, Lillian Garcia, Kayla Braxton, Sarah Schreiber. Can I tell you that Kayla Braxton is fascinating?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, fascinating. And she's a switch hitter, too.
Nice.
I give her 1. That's Charlie Caruso, if you don't know, she's turned all political now. She's like with Outkick and on Fox News and all this stuff.
Oh, wow.
She's turned very hardcore conservative political. Lillian Garcia, 3, and Sarah Schreiber, 4, who I think is one of the backstage girls now. I think she does Raw or something like that.
Okay.
Let's see here. From our buddy Marco. These cardio methods, swimming, biking, jogging, playing basketball. I'll take playing basketball 1, and I'm not doing the others. from our buddy Alvy Cohen, Heaven's Gate, Ishtar, Waterworld, Battlefield Earth. That's for the worst movies of all time.
I was about to say, those movies, right?
Yeah, dreadful. They're awful movies.
I think I only heard of 2 of them.
Waterworld, I'll take number 1. I'll take Heaven's Gate number 2. That was a Western. Ishtar was dreadful. And I will say that as long as I probably live, this may never change. Battlefield Earth is the worst movie I've ever seen. I went to the movie theater to see that.
What was the premise? Because I remember
the
name.
It was the aliens with John Travolta and
Forrest Whitaker.
They were like the dreadlock aliens.
Yeah.
What an awful... It was a science... Yeah. It was basically a infomercial in some ways for Scientology,
right,
is what it was. What an awful movie. Yeah. That's the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. From Odie J-Dub, rank these Italian dishes. Spaghetti, lasagna, chicken Alfredo, chicken parm. Well, I go chicken parm 1, I'll go lasagna 2, spaghetti 3, and I'm not a big chicken Alfredo guy. I'm not as much on Alfredo sauce. Rank these options as the CFB Grand Poobah from our buddy Matt Ryan. Reset the conferences to how they were 20 years ago. Keep things how they will be next year. Disband the ACC and create an AFC-NFC model, or create a Super League with relegation. I go back to resetting the conferences how they were 20 years ago, because that would give me the old Southwestern Conference.
Oh, and, with Texas schools.
With every Texas school plus Arkansas.
Yeah.
So it was every school in Texas plus Arkansas. At one time, every single school except Rice was on NCAA sanction.
Yep.
They were all in trouble. They were all the biggest cheaters of all time.
Yep.
That's my kind of conference. create a Super League would be 2. Disband the ACC, number 3. And keep things how they will be next year. I'm never about keeping anything the way that they should be. So, all right.
Got let's time. Get we can one do one. In.
Yep.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yep.
Get to searching. All right, Savannah.
S-A-V-A-N-N-A-H. Uh-huh.
And then another H.
Okay.
Perkins, but Perkins is P-E-R.
Yes, K-I-N-S-S.
Yes.
Yes.
That's her.
I see her.
Got her?
Okay.
All right, Nicole, but it's N-I-C-H-O-L-E.
N-I-C-H-O-L-E. Oh, my God. Okay.
Freedom. Spelled regular, Freedom.
All right. Okay, we got her.
All right, Whitney.
How does she?
You talking about Nicole?
Yeah, she's only got like 3,200 followers. On the TikTok. She's got 319,000 followers on Instagram.
Instagram, yeah.
Yeah.
She's probably not as active on TikTok. Yeah. All right, Whitney, W-H-I-T-E. N-E-Y, Johns, J-O-H-N-S.
Mm-hmm. Is that it?
Yep.
Fit with wit. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
She's definitely fit.
Mm-hmm.
She's definitely got some hardcore abs, okay?
Yeah, she does. All right, and then C-A-R-M-E, B-I-E-R-I underscore.
B-I-E-R-I. Yep. Okay.
I don't know how you pronounce that.
She's already populated my...
Was that Carmen Berry or whatever?
I will go... You know, I'm going to go with Whitney Johns, number 1.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Nicole Freedom, number 2. I will go... I'll go Savannah Perkins 3, and I'll go with Carmen Bieri, number 4, although you can't go wrong with any one of those out there, so I don't know how you found all those ones, but I know what you're doing late at night, so anyway. All right, that's Rankin for a Friday night. Love TKO up next. Truck Bring the Keys Studios, Sports Radio 929 The Game, Odyssey.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at a Chuckery Show. Brownick and Music Hour rolling along. Always get the dance party going. Is this the clean version?
Yes.
Okay. All right. When I hear this song, anyway. You know what this song is, right? I mean, you know the...
Like a backstory or something behind the song, or...
Well, you don't know. So what's his name? Two Live Crew.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, you mean that song?
Yeah.
Miso. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I didn't know if you knew that song.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's just wanted to be sure. So, we used to sing that song regularly. You know.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, that was that era where That was when the lawsuits of music, you know, rap music, certain types of music being played on the radio. Remember, that was that whole...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was that whole... That was kind of the movement right there. That was around that time.
Well, that's when music was getting censored. I mean,
yeah.
that's when Tipper Gore came up with the, you know, putting the censor warnings
parental,
on...
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Parental, you know, warnings on the CDs and all
yep.
that kind of stuff. Because CDs were kind of new and popular, and
mm-hmm.
they were having warnings on everything.
Yep.
And Two Live Crew was right at the head.
Oh,
of
yeah,
all
they
that.
Were right in
yeah.
the forefront.
When I hear that song, that's again.
So you think of that first?
From my youth, I mean, that's from my youth. That's the first thing I think of is you know that song. So, and remember, there was a clean version of
uh-huh,
that song
right.
and a dirty version.
Yep.
Of that song, which
yep.
is funny,
mm-hmm.
considering the nature of the song. So anyway, used to have a little bit of fun on the weekends picking Rainey's brain, picking Hugh's brain. Sometimes I'd give them a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it. We call this segment Rank 'em.
All right, my guy, here we go. All this food we were talking about earlier with the sitting down snacks. Rank these pastries. Bear claws, danishes, old fashioned, just an old fashioned donut or donut holes?
I'll go with a Danish one. If it's just like a cake donut, I'll go with donut holes two.
Okay.
Cake, no, bear claw three, and just a regular cake donut. Like, who eats a regular cake donut? Like, does anybody eat that? Why don't you just eat sawdust?
All right, staying in the food vein. These breads to go to your breakfast. Toast, biscuits, bagels, croissants.
Well, I'm a bagel guy, so I go bagel one, biscuit two, toast three, and croissant. Jeez.
I like croissants.
If you just said like English muffin, I would have ranked it higher. But
really?
Yeah. I don't.
You don't like croissants?
No.
Really? No. Okay.
No. Love bagels though, man. I'm a big bagel guy.
All right, here we go.
I'm a Northeasterner. You know?
Well, yeah, bagels are great. Yeah.
Yeah.
In honor of SummerSlam, rank these ladies' ring techniques. Their actual ring techniques: Rhea Ripley, Trish Stratus, Bianca Belair, Charlotte Flair.
Rhea Ripley's the best wrestler in the world right now. I rank her one. I'll take Charlotte two, Bianca Belair three, and I don't think Trish is all that great in the ring, but she's got a great attitude and she can do some things. I mean, but as far as those other three, like those other three are top flight. Like again, Rhea and Charlotte. I mean, that's as tippy top as it gets.
Yeah. All right. Shakes. You like shakes?
Oh yeah.
All right. Rank these flavored
shakes.
Rank these flavored shakes: strawberry, vanilla, chocolate, banana.
I go chocolate one, banana two.
Nice, nice.
Love a banana shake.
Yeah.
I'll go vanilla three and strawberry four.
Four, okay.
I'm not a big strawberry fan, but, you know, I like, but chocolate, listen, if I can, you know, at, what is it called? Oh, gosh.
My restaurant?
Yeah, yeah.
Steak and Shake.
Steak and Shake.
Okay.
You can get the banana and chocolate
mixed together. Yeah. So they still do that?
I don't know.
Okay, because I remember that was a thing when they first came out with that.
Can I tell you the last time I've been to Steak and Shake was probably 4 years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I see Steak and Shakes, and I don't even know if they're open anymore.
Yeah, they're starting, because I know there used to be one right up here, right off of 75. Like, if you're going north, leaving here.
I mean, there's
right, that one's gone.
Yeah,
now.
I mean, I've... Again, Roswell, Kennesaw, Alpharetta. I mean, you know, Woodstock. I mean,
right.
I see them everywhere. I don't know if they're open.
I think they are. I think they are.
Let me tell you what was underrated at Steak and Shake was when you'd go in and sit down and have their pancake breakfast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I did that one time. Yes.
Underrated.
Yes, very much so.
Pancake breakfast.
Yeah. All right, you want to hit the lines there because we got
lots here.
All right.
So, from our buddy Rusty, rank these Chaka Khan songs. Ain't Nobody, Tell Me Something Good, I Feel For You, Sweet Thing. I'll go Ain't Nobody 1. I'll go I Feel For You 2. I'll go Sweet Thing 3. And Tell Me Something Good, number 4. Definitely some Rufus in there as well. Also from Rusty, rank these WWE ladies. Charlie Caruso, Lillian Garcia. I've had Lillian Garcia on the show.
Yeah, I used to love Lillian Garcia, man. She was so dope. Lillian Garcia?
Yeah.
She's dope.
I had her on the show.
Nice.
You know, she was in radio in Atlanta.
No, I did not
know
that.
Yes. Charlie Caruso, Lillian Garcia, Kayla Braxton, Sarah Schreiber. Can I tell you that Kayla Braxton is fascinating?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, fascinating. And she's a switch hitter, too.
Nice.
I give her one. That Charlie Caruso, if you don't know, she's turned all political now. She's like without kicking on Fox News and all this stuff.
Oh, wow.
Like
okay.
She's turned very hardcore conservative political. Lillian Garcia, 3, and Sarah Schreiber, 4, who I think is one of the backstage girls now. I think she does Raw or something like that.
Okay.
Let's see here. From our buddy Marco, these cardio methods. Swimming, biking, jogging, playing basketball. I'll take playing basketball one, and I'm not doing the others. from our buddy Alvy Cohen, Heaven's Gate, Ishtar, Waterworld, Battlefield Earth. That's for the worst movies of all time.
I was about to say those movies, right?
Yeah. Dreadful. They're awful movies.
I think I only heard of two of them.
Waterworld, I'll take number one. I'll take Heaven's Gate, number two. That was a Western. Ishtar was dreadful. And I will say that as long as I probably live, this may never change. Battlefield Earth is the worst movie I've ever seen.
Well,
and
who
I
was
went,
in that?
And I went to the movie theater to see that.
What was the premise? Because I remember
it was the aliens with John Travolta and
Forrest Whitaker.
And they were like the dreadlock aliens.
Yeah.
What an awful! It was a science. Yeah. It was basically a infomercial in some ways for Scientology.
Right.
Is what it was. What an awful movie! Yeah. That's the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. From my buddy J Dub. Rank these Italian dishes: spaghetti, lasagna, chicken Alfredo, chicken parm. Well, I go chicken parm one, I'll go lasagna two, spaghetti three, and I'm not a big chicken Alfredo guy. I'm not as much on Alfredo sauce. Rank these options as the CFB Grand Poobah from our buddy Matt Ryan. Reset the conferences to how they were 20 years ago. Keep things how they will be next year. Disband the ACC and create an AFC-NFC model, or create a Super League with relegation. I go back to resetting the conference how they were 20 years ago, because that would give me the old Southwestern Conference.
With all the Texas schools.
With every Texas school plus Arkansas.
Yeah.
So it was every school in Texas plus Arkansas. At one time, every single school except Rice was on NCAA sanction.
Yep.
They were all in trouble. They were all the biggest cheaters of all time.
Yep.
That's my kind of conference. create a Super League would be two. Disband the ACC, number three, and keep things how they will be next year. I'm never about keeping anything the way that they should be. So, all right.
Got
let's
time.
Get
we can
one
do
more
one.
In. Yep.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Go. Yep.
Get to searching. All right. Savannah.
S-A-V-A-N-N-A-H. Uh-huh.
And then another H.
Okay.
Perkins, but Perkins is P E R.
Yes. K-I-N-S-S.
Yes.
Yes.
That's her.
I see her.
Got her?
Okay.
All right. Nicole, but it's N-I-C-H-O-L-E.
N-I-C-H-O-L. Oh my God. Okay.
Freedom. Spelled regular. Freedom.
All right. Okay, we got her.
All right. Whitney.
How does she
You talking about Nicole?
Yeah, it's she's only got like 3,200 followers on the TikTok. She's got 319,000 followers on Instagram.
Instagram, yeah.
Yeah.
She's probably not as active on TikTok. All right, Whitney, W-H-I-T-E-N-E-Y, Johns, J-O-H-N-S.
Mm-hmm. Is that it?
Yep.
Fit with wit.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
She definitely fit.
Mm-hmm.
She's definitely got some hardcore abs, okay?
Yeah, she does. All right, and then, C-A-R-M-E. Mm-hmm. B-I-E-R-I underscore.
B-I-E-R-I, yep, okay.
I don't know how you pronounce that.
She's already populated my...
What is that, Carmibri or whatever?
I will go... You know, I'm gonna go with Whitney Johns number one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go Nicole Freedom number two. I will go. I'll go Savannah Perkins three, and I'll go with Carmen Bieri number four. Although you can't go wrong with any one of those out there. So I don't know how you found all those ones. I know what you're doing late at night. So anyway. All right. That's Rankin for a Friday night. Love TKO up next. Chuck Green, the Key Studios. Sports Radio 929 The Game. Odyssey.com now.
We'll be right back. With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.